SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Political observers say it appears the writing is on the wall. Following the Super Tuesday primaries, both President Biden and former President Donald Trump are gearing up and looking ahead with major victories. Addressing supporters in Palm Beach, Florida, Mr. Trump says the cost of living was much lower when he was in the Oval Office.
We had no inflation. Inflation is destroying the middle class. It's destroying everything. Inflation, if you look back over the history, hundreds of years back, it's called, inflation is called a country buster. And that's what it's doing to our country. What's happened with inflation has been unbelievable.
Also at SRNnews.com, thousands of voters in one Alabama district received wrong information prior to Super Tuesday.
About 6,000 voters in a new congressional district formed to boost black representation received postcards with incorrect voting information ahead of the Alabama's primary election. Montgomery County voters received postcards listing the incorrect congressional district after the county's election software misidentified people living in the 2nd Congressional District as living in the 7th. The county now falls under the 2nd District after a federal court drew new congressional lines in November. That was in response to a Supreme Court ruling that the state had illegally diluted the voting power of black residents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Alarming new reports in Great Britain. It says waiting times to diagnose and treat cancer across the U.K. have worsened in recent years and are near record highs. Experts say far too many cancers are diagnosed too late, and survival for common cancers in Britain lagging behind countries with similar health care. This is SRN News. Well, the expansion of private education vouchers leading to more students at some religious schools.
Nine states expanded school voucher programs last year, allowing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition. So many families have signed up for those reimbursements that some states are already exceeding their budgets, and religious schools are seeing increased interest. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, nearly 80% of private school families chose religious ones. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be in U.S. stores later this month, a medication called O-Pill being shipped to major retailers and pharmacies. 1 month's supply costs about $20. Last summer, the FDA said the once-a-day pill could be sold without a prescription, despite concerns by some FDA scientists about the company's results. This is SRN News. A Chicago hospital now back online.
Doctors and nurses at a premier Chicago children's hospital can again access patients' electronic medical records. More than a month after a cyber attack forced Lurie Children's Hospital to take its networks offline, the hospital shut down its own systems for phone, email, and medical records once the breach was discovered on January 31st. The situation had all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack, although hospital officials have not confirmed or denied the cause. John Scott reporting.
Former producer of raw milk cheese pleading guilty to charges related to a deadly outbreak of listeria. Prosecutors say Johannes Volta and his New York-based Volta Creamery each pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count of causing the introduction of adulterated food. The outbreak caused two deaths and eight people were hospitalized. More details at SRNnews.com.